second.
Okay, ladies, gentlemen, we will begin the public hearing. It is 5:15 on March 12th in the Town Council Chambers. Purpose of this meeting is to receive comments on the proposed amendments to Chapter 15 on the Code of Ordinances. Proposed text amendments to Chapter 15, Article 2, Section 10, Article 6, Section 20, Article 8, Section 75, Article 8, Section 76, Article 8, Section 80. Notice of this public hearing was posted at Town Hall on the Town's website on February 18, 2020, and published as legally required by the North Carolina General Statutes 160A-20 in the newspaper. If anybody has comments, they may sign in at the newspaper. Excuse me, sign in at the podium. Yes. Excuse me, we don't have to do anything.
You don't have to excuse him, just announce.
Yeah, so John is present by telephone. Welcome, John.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to give this a few minutes, but the only people in the audience is John Batson and the esteemed Planning and Zoning Chairman, Craig Galbraith, and of course we have one of the PNC commissioners, Ken, and we're just waiting for anyone who might have a discussion.
When we get to it, I have one comment regarding the zoning consistency statement, the last item on our list there, the paper that you will sign, Mayor.
Yes.
I think there needs to be one word cleaned up in that.
You're talking about page 46 of 46, John?
On mine, it's page 1 of 1. It may be. It's the zoning consistency statement.
Zoning consistency statement. Okay, yeah. All right. I have it online, and I also have it on hard copy here. And on hard copy, it's the last page.
Okay. If you go down to the third line in the third paragraph.
Okay, I'm there.
And it says, ensure that any uses of the land and water minimum. I think that ought to be just one that.
Yeah. One that, yep. So we can clean that up. Yep. Thank you, John.
Yeah. Certainly. Double tap.
If you like college, we'll give them like 10 minutes?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough.
Actually, if it was a full professor, we'd give them 20, but I don't think we're going to go for 20.
Well, there's one full professor in the audience.
Yes, there is. And that's what we're saying. We're done. We won't go to that rule because...
That's a 20-minute
late
rule.
Yeah, because the full professors, you know, they kind of do what they want.
I heard that same expression about Navy retired 06.
Exactly right. Said they get an hour. So do Air Force 06s. They get an hour. But they're always 5 minutes early, so that never applies.
Absolutely.
I know we're just meandering here on this public hearing, but it's like less... friend of ours, Les Bowen, who's colonel in the, was it the 82nd or the 101st, John?
82nd.
In the 82nd, Airborne. when he's coming to a meeting, he is there exactly on the minute. If he's presenting at that meeting, he's there an hour before.
Yep.
Right. So I tease him about that. He said, no, that's military way.
Yeah.
After we adjourn, I'll give you a little update on status up here in
Okay.
The hospital.
Okay. I mean, John, it's your call. We have a quorum if you do not want to be on for the entire meeting, for the council. I know you got other stuff you're thinking of, and I don't even know how convenient it is where you are.
Oh, I'm at a table, got my laptop, I got all the attachments, plugged in, wired in.
Okay.
And we're just waiting.
All right.
It's a two... It's a very nice waiting room, and I think there's only one other person in here because most of the surgeries have completed and people and their friends, neighbors, relatives have left.
Mm. She's still in surgery, John?
Yes, part two.
Okay. I mean, it seemed a lot longer when there's nothing to fill them with.
I don't know, exactly. That's right. Quiet makes longer.
What was the temperature in Curie today? It was 68 up here.
71 degrees.
Oh, wow.
It's supposed to be 80 tomorrow. Potentially 80 tomorrow.
Craig, did you folks have a good turnout on Wednesday?
Did we have a big turnout on what?
Wednesday at the WARM project.
I was here. I talked to Jerry at lunchtime. He said they had enough. He said, can always use more help. But I asked him, how many you got? He said, we had enough. He didn't tell me how many people.
Okay.
So,
good.
No, I had budget reviews here with the staff that I'm liaison to.
Right.
And just for your awareness, Sean has canceled services.
I did see a memo from him that said the bishop was recommending they be canceled for the next two weeks.
Can we unlock the door? I see the door
unlocked. It should be unlocked.
Yeah,
there's someone trying to come in.
Yeah, so there'll be online services or things like that. Good afternoon and welcome.
Thank you.
Would you like to speak on the planning and zoning recommended changes? Okay.
Well, I'm going to be on the committee for pedestrians and biking.
That'd be at our 6 o'clock.
Yeah, that starts at 6.
Welcome to hang out here.
Yeah, more than welcome to City.
This you can see all the attorney.
You know,
he wanted to come early because he's afraid there might not be parking.
Okay, well this is your building.
What is this?
This is your building. You're welcome to stay here.
But this is a meeting. I'm sorry about that.
It's all right.
That's okay.
It's a public hearing.
Meeting.
So you're
a public hearing.
You're welcome.
We're delighted to have two people show up for this part of
the
show. Well, it's 5:26. The gentleman, there appears to be no one to put comment on Chapter 15 and the changes on the respective areas. So, do I have a motion to close the public hearing?
I'll make that motion to close the public hearing.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.